Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. We're live worldwide on the award-winning Close Up Radio. Pleasure to have you here. Also, a pleasure to have Katie O'Malley here. She's a career and leadership coach and the founder of Encourage Coaching. Katie helps her clients develop a strong foundation of self-awareness to cultivate a leadership practice that not only serves them, but also everyone around them. Founded in 2016, Encourage Coaching is built on a foundation of Katie's 15 years serving the nonprofit, corporate, and education sectors. Prior to launching Encourage Coaching, Katie served as a coach and instructor of leadership courses at the University of Chicago's Booth School of Business, working with students in both their leadership and career development. Today, Katie's clients are first-time managers and small business owners who struggle to motivate, encourage, engage, lead, and even retain key employees. Katie facilitates a process that allows her clients to build courage. Her strengths as a leader are courage, learning, and justice. We all have courage inside us. We all have that lion that wants to come out and roar and make themselves seen and heard. And it can be hard to do if you've never had someone stand along your side to encourage you. As your coach, Katie will be your thought partner, accountability buddy, and fiercest supporter as you pursue your goals. She's truly proud of what she's built with Encourage Coaching. She's taking the workplace-induced trauma that she's experienced and transformed it into something that makes people more confident, more powerful, more effective, and feel a greater sense of agency about their life. We're very excited to have her here on Close Up Radio for our series, and hopefully we'll have her here quite often. She's amazing at what she does. She enjoys what she does, and she even went through a transition in her own life as well, which she'll share with us. Her website is encouragecoaching.org. That's O-R-G. encouragecoaching.org. And we're excited to have her here on the show. Katie, thanks for joining us on this episode of Close Up Radio as our special guest. It's a pleasure to have you here today, and welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, Jim, thank you for having me, and what a lovely, lovely introduction. I know you can't see it, but I have a big smile on my face, and I'm blushing a little bit.
That's exciting. You sound as excited as the person I saw the other day on The Price is Right who won the new washer and dryer.
Coming down the aisle. I don't know. It's
You're on The Price is Right. even a bigger smile than the washer and dryer would get. Well, that is fantastic. We love that. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you here. I love the work that you do, and what inspired you? You know, everybody has their life's journey. We all have, you know, decisions we make and roads that we go down in our life's journey. What are some of the things that pointed you in the direction of realizing you wanted to do this work as a coach and inspiring others? I mean, you were with the University of Chicago after many years, and then you decided time to move on, and you've got this wonderful coaching practice as well.
Yeah. So, Jim, for me, it really was about taking my experiences, my workplace experiences that had been in the political sector, the nonprofit sector, the corporate sector, education sector even, and seeing that I wasn't quite finding the right fit for myself, and took a long-winding road to coaching and to being of service to others. For me, it's really about how do I help folks in their journey to design the life that they want and then fit their career into that instead of the other way around. Our lives are so much more delicate than our work and our workplaces, and really helping people to reframe what the purpose of work is. Yes, it is. It is a place that, at minimum, should have a net neutral impact on our life, but at best makes us the best version of ourselves, and really enhances what we're able to do day to day. So Encourage Coaching really sprung from the belief that everyone should have access to career and leadership development. I've had the privilege of working at some really wonderful public and private educational institutions like DePaul University, University of Texas at Austin, and Chicago Booth, but not everyone gets to attend those schools, and not everyone actually aspires to be in the C-suite or make their way up there. And I wanted Encourage Coaching to be a place that people could come for career and leadership development that was not only financially accessible, but culturally humble, and recognizing the ways that our identities inform what work means to us and the types of life that we want to live.
That's tremendous, beautifully said, and I love how it's Encourage Coaching, really emphasizing the encouragement. When you created Encourage Coaching, what was it you were hoping to offer people? What was it as far as your unique approach and your understanding of the human condition that really guided you to create this? And tell us about some of the things that you do with Encourage Coaching to encourage others.
Yeah, absolutely. So we really help folks on three fronts through our coaching process, either launching their career, changing their career, or advancing their career, or if they're a small business, advancing their leadership as a small business owner. The way that we go about doing that, I like to say, is very individualized and highly customized. Every person is unique, and they have different aspirations, different goals, different strengths. And so the place where we really start is at a level of deepening self-awareness. So to do that, we use the Hogan assessments. So we look at how do people experience our clients at their best? How do people experience our clients when they're under stress? What are the things that might be holding them back from getting to where they want to go? And what are our clients' drivers? What are the things that when the alarm goes off in the morning, they're not likely to hit the snooze button because they're just so excited about what's coming along for their day? And the truth is, a lot of us lack the language to be able to describe any of those things, which prevents us from really knowing where we can thrive, what is the best next step for us in our career journey or in our life journey. And so we really start, like I said, building a strong foundation of self-awareness through those assessments, through that new language. And from there, the sessions are really client-driven. So I never come in, and my colleagues never come in and say, all right, it's session 6, we're working on your resume. It's session 7, we're working on your LinkedIn. Our goal is to meet our clients where they're at in their journey and not the other way around.
That's terrific. That is great. And it's beautiful work that you do. What is it that your clients tend to be struggling with that they feel the need for a coach? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things in life and a lot of things that life has brought us just in the last couple of years that we would never have been able to script or even predict.
Right.
Is it too much about work and not enough about their life? What are some of the things that you find them dealing with that you're helping them sort of navigate?
Yeah, Jim, I think you hit it right on the head. The number one thing I'm hearing from clients that reach out to work with us is all about burnout. So that is the number one thing that we're hearing. Burnout followed by people who are experiencing trauma in the workplace. Trauma can be anything from microaggressions all the way up to discrimination and harassment. And the third thing is really just feeling a lack of joy or purpose in the 8 to 10 to 12 hours that they spend working every day. And Jim, you and I were talking, I think a lot of folks right now are calling what we're seeing in the job market the Great Resignation, but I really think this is the Great Reevaluation. People are really focusing in on what they value, what their priorities are, because we've seen from the last 2 years, tomorrow's not guaranteed. And folks are just kind of fed up spending the bulk of their day either experiencing burnout, trauma, or lack of purpose. And so those are the three things that prospective clients and current clients reach out to us about.
So in that vein, obviously people, you know, sometimes lack leadership skills, but they're already leaders. They've been thrust into it. Maybe it's osmosis. Maybe they just all of a sudden became a leader, or they're just in that position of leadership. They're in senior management, and they don't necessarily know how to lead people. Sometimes they might be thinking leading is dictating, bossing. You stand up straight and stand up in a straight line, and that's it, that it isn't inspiring, listening, encouraging, rolling up the sleeves, that it's more of just keeping everybody in check, keeping them in line, and that's it. But there's a whole other understanding about effective leadership, right? Some of them need to develop those other attributes to really be an effective leader.
Absolutely, and I couldn't agree more. I think one of the fallacies of leadership is that a lot of folks view leadership as a position, when the truth is that leadership is a practice. It's something that we choose to engage in every day. It's a practice, a set of practices. It's not a position. And so while we have managers that are often put into positions of formal authority, they don't have the skills or the experiences to be able to lead. And what's so fascinating to me, but also troubling, is that research shows that 67% of folks currently want to leave their job because of their boss or their manager. But the same percentage of managers also cite that they've never received leadership development training in the first place. And so I think the solution is actually in the space between the employee and the manager, and really about bringing the field of leadership development and leadership education into the workplace, moving away from ideas, like you said, of management training. Here's how you get people to do things. This idea of having power over people instead of showing up as a leader, where you're actually working with and through others.
You know, it all begins with this idea of leading yourself. To be a leader really implies that people want to follow you, that you inspire them. If you can't lead yourself, why would somebody follow you, right?
Absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself, Jim.
That's so very important. Tell us about your expertise in leadership as well.
Yeah, for sure. So my interest in leadership, leadership development, leadership education actually started when I was in college at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio. I was really involved in campus activities, the fraternity and sorority community, and had the opportunity to do an independent study with Dr. Denny Roberts, who for me is not only a mentor, but a giant in the field of leadership education and leadership development. At the time, when I was 20, I didn't realize how impactful he was in that space, because the man is just so humble. And so my interest in leadership education and leadership development started, 20 years ago. I'm turning 40 this year. And it's just, it's continued on ever since. And so in the last 10 years, I returned to school to get my master's degree in counseling. And in that degree area, really focused in on adult development through the lens of career and leadership, which is all rooted, again, in self-awareness. So my expertise has really come from, I think about myself as an expert practitioner. So it's really come from the experiences that I've had working alongside students and faculty and clients at DePaul University, University of Texas at Austin, and University of Chicago in the leadership development offices there since 2013.
What made you a strong leader from your perspective? Were your strengths always as a leader? What were those strengths?
Yeah, I think the three strengths for me that have consistently come through for as long as I've had the language to identify myself as a leader has been, you mentioned it before, courage, lifelong learning, and also justice. My partner often talks about how justice is a big driver for what I do, for folks that are underrepresented, for folks that are consistently marginalized, and especially for the identity group that I identify with most, which is my gender as a woman. So really seeking to enable and enhance and build the courage within folks through my desire to continue to be a lifelong learner, knowing that I don't know it all and putting myself in situations where I am more often than not not the smartest person in the room, and then advocating and speaking up for what I believe in my heart to be true.
What do you wish you had a coach for?
Oh my gosh, I wish I had a coach for all things quantitative, whether it's accounting or data-driven marketing, anything that has to do with numbers, I would love to have a coach on. It's so interesting. My brother Dan, he actually helps me out with all of the accounting and profit and loss and all of the elements of my business, because my brain just doesn't work in that way. And my goodness, I wish it did. So I could, I have support from my brother, but I could really use a coach to motivate me, not only to learn more, but to become more agile in that side of business.
This transition to what you're doing today and encourage coaching is very inspiring to others who might be in the midst of transition or considering transitioning their lives, their careers, their passions. Tell us a little bit more about that and what that process was really like. Were you nervous? Were you at first resistant? Were you ready, set, go? What was that like for you to experience the transition?
Yeah, Jim, I think it was all of the above. I think any time we take a risk or a perceived risk, it is kind of that tipping point of, am I anxious or am I excited? Am I worried or am I actually really prepared? And for me, the decision, there were lots of elements that went into the decision for me. I know one of my needs, one of my motivations is having a sense of security. And so back in December, my private coaching practice was all filled up 5 to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday. And without creating more time in the day, there was no real way to grow in courage coaching or to get people off the waiting list to be able to work alongside me in their goals and aspirations. And so it was a combination of feeling supported by my partner Ben, who is just brilliant and so kind, and really feeling confident that this is something we could make happen financially and knowing that the resources were there. I think the other piece of it, too, is truthfully, since I started working professionally in 2004, my goal has always been to break through glass ceilings, and I haven't been super successful about it, and a lot of that has to do with systemic pressures systemic elements that are at play. And I've grown so tired of bumping up against that glass ceiling that I finally said, you know what, I'm done trying to break through glass ceilings, and instead I'm going to build a better house. I'm going to build a better house for me to work in, that one day other people can be alongside me in this workplace environment too at Encourage Coaching. And so that was really a big motivation for me, and that is my purpose, as much as it is about helping our clients get where they want to go and achieve their goals and get to where they want to be in their careers, I also want to build a workplace that people are excited to come to every day. And that is really my focus right now as I made this transition in March.
Is the word encourage, and I think that's fantastic. Tell us about the reason why you did that.
Yeah, so I am a super fan of Dr. Brené Brown. I was first introduced to her work in 2012, and I was sitting at my cubicle working in a corporate environment, just really feeling pained by having to be there at all. And I was feeling all of these different feelings that I couldn't quite articulate, that I didn't have the language for. And so I typed them all into a Google search. And what ended up coming up for me was Brené Brown's first TED Talk on vulnerability. And I watched it, and everything that she shared about vulnerability, shame, resilience, courage just resonated with me so deeply. When it came time to actually name the coaching practice, I knew I wanted to have an element of courage in there. And she says, you know, courage is a heart word. It is about telling the story of who we are without fear, without abandon, and who we are on an everyday scale, not coming in with all of our achievements, but just our day-to-day selves. And that is what courage actually is. And so for me, what I believe is we all have that inside of us. We all have the courage inside of us, but we can't always access it for a variety of reasons, whether it's lack of self-confidence, lack of self-efficacy, having experienced past trauma, that we can't always get that out. And so the prefix N-E-N is actually facilitative in nature. So encourage is about facilitating the rise of courage in others, and that's how the name came to be.
You know, everything really starts with awareness, right? That's very important to have awareness, because that then leads to clarity for us. I think she was on a cell phone. Yeah, she was having trouble earlier with
Hi, you've reached Katie O'Malley. Please leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Talk to you soon.
Hopefully she'll dial in. I know she was having some technical problems with her phone before we went live, so hopefully we're just about at the end of the show anyway.
Hi, you've reached Katie O'Malley. Please leave a message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Well, let's get to her website anyway, encouragecoaching.org. is the website, and it's a fantastic resource for folks who want to, again, avail themselves of the opportunity to really have somebody who is your thought partner, sort of your accountability buddy and your fiercest supporter as you pursue your goals. We'll give her another shot here. Hopefully she may dial in herself.
Oh, my gosh. I am so embarrassed. My apologies, Jim, to your audience. I don't know what happened.
Oh, boy. No problem. I was just chatting with the audience, telling them about, because we're almost at the end anyway, telling them about your website, and that, again, you would make a fantastic thought partner, accountability buddy, and fiercest supporter as one pursues their goals, because that's so incredibly important. While we're here, maybe we can dive into a quick success story. Is there a success story that you could share with us?
Absolutely. So one of my favorite success stories is from a client who recently finished up with me. She has been out of school for 4 years. She had been looking to transfer out of the work she's been doing into the field of management consulting. And I think she is a great example of someone who really takes the hard work that we do in session and then takes that with them and continues to work outside of session. And so she had been offered 10 interviews in 1 week and was able to actually turn down multiple offers because she was able to articulate how the company didn't align with her values or wasn't giving her an offer that demonstrated how much they actually valued her in terms of an overall compensation package. She's currently at her now what she deems her dream job at Oliver Wyman and accepted an offer that matches her value as an employee, but also matches her individual values and the growth that she wants to have. So all of that happened as a result of her hard work and the investment of energy and time that she put in after our hour-long sessions each week.
That's amazing. That's really fantastic. Again, encouragecoaching.org is the website to connect with our very special guest, Katie O'Malley. Katie, this was really a pleasure, and I hope we get a chance to expand some more, maybe hear some more success stories and things of that nature. You know, it's about starting that conversation, and that's the first part, is getting that conversation going and putting one step in front of the other and creating that essence of trust with the client and the client with you, which I know you master as well. Again, folks, Encourage Coaching, that's E-N-C-O-U-R-A-G-E, and then the word coaching.org, O-R-G, to connect with our very special guest, Katie O'Malley. Katie, thanks for joining us on the show. Really fantastic having you here, and hopefully we'll chat some more. I would appreciate that.
I would love that, Jim. Thank you and your audience for taking the time to listen in. And I hope we can continue this conversation in the future.
Absolutely. Keep up the amazing work that you're doing, Katie. It's extraordinary. Katie O'Malley joining us here. I'm your host, Jim Masters. Thanking you for your time this time. Until next time, I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another amazing guest on Close Up Radio. So stay tuned for that. For all of us, have a terrific day. And bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.